Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
Hi, it's Pri from Foxy Browns. This week, thanks to our punishing vacation schedules, we have a bonus wedding content episode with Kara Brown. More snippets, more stories. Follow along on Instagram with the hashtag NoWomanNoRye. And we'll see you again next week with brand new guests. Thanks.
We need to talk about, we haven't had a chance to talk about this, all of everyone's wedding prep.
Okay.
Yes. What everyone did, the bride and the guests.
Yes.
We all did things.
Because I was actually, people put in a lot of preparation for the wedding who weren't in the wedding.
I have never
felt so privileged and, you know, also shook.
I just didn't want to be the one to ruin the photo. So I was like, I'm getting a haircut. I'm like not eating carbs.
Everyone looked amazing.
Everyone looked amazing.
It's ridiculous.
It's true. In the lead up to the wedding, you and Doug had already left and you just had people at your home while you weren't here.
Yeah.
And we were at the pool with like, and it was maybe the weekend before the wedding. It was like the Sunday. Yeah. We were all going there on like Thursday. And we were doing like the final rundown of like, what are you wearing? Let me see your dress. What are we doing? Like, this is good. It's fine. And it's like, okay, so we're doing, what are you wearing like the night before? Because I had the Friday night, I had a slightly more casual outfit planned, and then having convened with the ladies and they were like, no, you need some. So then I changed that.
Boy.
Like
it was, you guys,
a full
really were on message.
Run
makes
down.
Sense. Yes. Everyone looked great.
Everyone looked incredible. And you knew that too. You knew that like, if you know
your
circle
game,
of friends,
yeah,
it's like everyone looks great and everyone's like creative and like this interesting. So it's like, everyone's going to show out, so you can't be the dud.
It's,
you know,
true. Everyone was so well-dressed and stylish. And here's another thing. Everyone was very nice.
Yes.
I wasn't, you know, that's the thing. That I knew that everyone was going to be really kind and like a real friend. And I was really glad to meet everybody. But God, the pictures were unbelievable.
Yeah,
we should just make it all public. I personally had a sticker chart like I always do before every friend's wedding that says no carbs before ex's wedding. Sticker chart. And I tell my son, I want to pass along healthy food habits, that it's my healthy eating sticker chart.
Yeah.
And he watches my progress. And sometimes I put one up for my husband and sometimes he goes, why doesn't Dada have any stickers? And then we all look at Dada and we're like, why don't you? And he's like, but yes, I got a fresh haircut. I got a facial.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I fully was like, I know the pictures are going to be really important.
I had a mini meltdown with my manicure on the lead up where I went to get my nails done. Uh-huh. I was like, okay. And I stayed in London for the week after.
Yeah.
So it was also like, I'm going to be there for
me. Yeah.
And I had this whole vision and she did them and I like hated it. And I won't say the name of the nail salon because I love this place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just was like a fluke and she was kind of rushed and whatever. And she does the whole manicure and it's like gel. And I was like, no, I can't. I was like, I can't show up to this wedding. Yeah. These janky ass nails.
Mm-hmm.
So then I like go, like I'm a frequent customer. So I went up at the end and I was like talking to the guy at the front. I was like, I'm going to this wedding. Like, I really want my nails to look good. Like, I'm going to be gone for a week after. Like, I'm not going to be able to get it done.
Like, do me right.
Yeah. And so then they scheduled an appointment for me the same day. Like, they don't have same day.
You're like nobody in London can do nails.
No, exactly. I mean, honestly, I was like, certainly no one in Suffolk. I was like,
definitely not.
And this place, it's like super hard to get reservation, whatever, appointments. Mm-hmm. And they got me another appointment later that afternoon, went in. So I spent like 4 hours that day getting my nails done.
Oh my God.
Because it like took so long to do the gel and they take it off and do it again. But I was like, I am rolling up to this wedding with my nails looking
with
right.
Amazing nails.
Yes. That everyone noticed.
What's the most prep you've ever done for a wedding? Because as a guest, especially like as a bridesmaid, I feel like there's always.
Yeah.
I haven't been. This was close. This wedding and then there's like another, there was one other wedding I went to in LA that was a similar, like, very sceney. Like there was talk,
but
initially,
not as good.
Great, obviously. Okay. There had initially been talk, like Taylor Swift was maybe supposed to be there. She ended up not being there.
And but like I gotta look good for Taylor.
But yeah, right. But it was like it was that kind of a whatever. So that one I put in, and I knew there were gonna be like celebrities because it's something living in LA.
Yeah,
you think you look good. And then you stand next to like an actual celebrity.
And you're like, oh, I am a troll.
Yeah. You're like, oh, there's just a difference between someone who is professionally, like on a daily basis, someone is tending to the way they look, not necessarily because they want to, but because it's required from their job. And so I knew, I was like, I got to get it together. But this wedding, I had all of that. I made sure I got my hair done like the Thursday before. I did some skincare stuff. Yeah, there was a whole,
And you wore what? Fresh. What kind of dress did you wear?
I wore this sort of one-shouldered dress with a very, like, I don't know the name of the pattern, but it had sheep on it.
Yes, it was like a toile.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's, yes, the green.
That's what it's called, yeah.
Adorable.
It's incredible.
Yes.
Which was incredibly appropriate.
It was so
very Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, yes, there were sheep all over.
There were sheep
hundreds
everywhere.
And hundreds of sheep. everywhere. That was amazing. That's the thing about that, like, you also want to dress the part. It's so complicated.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I felt like we were like, it's in the country. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted it to work for the whole look.
So thoughtful.
Yeah.
I just, the amount of consideration that you guys put in, I'm truly honored.
We couldn't disappoint.
Really. Is there any part of you that, like, anytime you go to a wedding, you're like, maybe I'll meet someone, or you're like, nah, who cares?
I mean, sometimes I feel like this was like, because everyone was traveling, I was like, I know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
But mostly I was like, I know that these bitches are going to take incredible pictures. So it was like, I was like looking at the roster. I was like, oh, these are, this like, matters. Like, also men are so easy to impress.
Exactly. This isn't about impressing them. This is about, you're dressing for other women.
No,
I didn't even mean like getting ready for them. We all know that we dress for our friends. Yeah. We all know we dress for our friends. But Rodney, after the wedding, was like, I have never seen a more well-Instagrammed wedding. Not just because of the volume, but because of the composition. He was like, is everybody a director? Like, what is happening?
Yes, everyone is a director.
On the hashtag, and every photo is perfect. It doesn't make any sense.
My favorite picture of you and Doug is the one with, like, we were taking pictures out in, like, the garden, and then someone sets off, like
a smoke bomb
of pink color.
Smoke bomb. We had multicolored smoke bombs. I had a vision.
I can tell.
And like, so I don't know what's happening. We're just like posing, and then like a pink smoke bomb goes off, and they're like, it's gonna look great. And then there's a picture of you and Doug like holding them. That's just like, what? Like, what? I'm like,
we still haven't seen the drone photos.
Oh, I forgot about the drone.
I have a drone photo right here. I can show you.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. I forgot about the drone.
Yeah. Remember we all stood out there and
I think getting married, when you have like a bunch of friends who are in creative industries, you basically just ask everyone to pull their weight. And very luckily, our very dear friend Henry just happens to have a drone license and is an incredible photographer. And so took a bunch of drone footage.
I feel like I didn't really figure out weddings as a guest until I was
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
This baby, I mean.
Yeah. This is my niece.
Your niece who, when she walked down the aisle, walks down very quickly and has sort of a hand up. Like, I'm here. What more do you want? Like, I have arrived. Yes, you're welcome. I think Cam's pulling up the back. I don't know. Like, she just looked like...
That was so cute.
She is my vibe.
The string quartet was amazing.
Made a British string quartet learn a Beyonce song for me to walk up the aisle to.
Well, I mean...
No regrets.
Why didn't they know it already is my question.
That's ridiculous. Excellent question.
Do they want to work or do they not want to? Having been in a string quartet myself...
What did you play?
You need to learn the pops. I played the violin almost my whole life. But yeah, we did like weddings and events.
Yeah.
But it was like you could see that you had like put in work, which is maybe different than the like, oh my God, you're so thin. But it was like, oh, you've like been taking care of yourself and like.
But that was also part of managing stress. And that, you know, I use exercise very much as a mood stabilizer. And it is, you know, and basically kind of it is something that I you know, I have an hour or an hour and a half a day that is just by myself. Mm-hmm. And in the lead up to this wedding, that hour and a half became 2 hours mm-hmm. because I don't get a phone signal in the equinox, which is great. And so this became somewhere just spending a lot of time. And it's also incredibly cathartic, kind of, you know, lifting weights when you're really pissed at
mad,
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I do think it's very, yeah, it was an accidental strength, and I've got these guns now, so
yeah, cool.
You know, I'm not close to being married to anyone, but I've always
you don't know.
I feel like you've probably been close to being married to more people than you know. They're all just like too like
they just didn't ask.
Terrified to talk to you. They're like, she would never. You're like, I might.
They just whispered under their breath, like, yeah. Will you marry
if only.
She's like, what?
They're like, more wine. But I've always been like, I don't really want a wedding.
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah, right. But part of it was I see the stress you were under. Of a very good friend who had this like huge families on both sides. Mm-hmm. Like it was a quote unquote ethnic wedding. So there was like a lot of that. And she was so stressed out. And she was stressed about the guest list. And I was like, hey, I don't have to go if it makes it easier for like, if it avoids a family fight. And like, I ended up speaking at this wedding. So obviously I wasn't not going to, but I find that very frustrating when people, especially when outside people put stress on like this couple over a wedding where it's just like, this is so not about you.
Yeah. There was something weird that happened, right? Well, I guess we can't really talk about it. There was a couple that right before my wedding, they broke up and then they kept texting me, asking me if the other person was going to be there. And finally, and I had so much going on. Our wedding had 326 people.
Oh my God.
It was a giant Indian Jewish wedding in Michigan. And, this couple, I was like, I'm just going to put one seat down and you guys figure it out. Like that's going to go.
But it's insane that they would bother. Like that's what I find crazy is like you're already going through a lot and that people are stressing you out over like this event. And that's part of why I had been like averse to weddings. But I feel like more and more as I've seen like actual friends of mine get married and they do it in a way that feels very them. Like I felt like Camilla's wedding was felt like her and Doug and like in the ways that it was like traditional it was and in the ways where it was not it wasn't and it makes me like I'm still kind of like I don't want a wedding but it makes me more open to the idea of like you can make it more of what you want. And I think part of it too is people get married older.
This is also
so you don't have
and
to
that's very much the thing as well. We were able to have this wedding that was on our terms and to have the things that we wanted and to have the guest list being, you know, the size that we wanted, which was only, you know, we were 110 people. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is just because like we were paying for it.
Yeah.
And so you get to you get to make those calls. And you know, and that's obviously not available to a lot of people, and also especially when you get married much younger. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you do get younger, then you have to accept that your parents are going to invite all of their friends. But for us, we just wanted a weekend where we got to hang out and get trolleyed with all of our favorite people and sing karaoke and eat great food and swim and
It was like study abroad. It was amazing. Like study abroad with more money.
That was so great.
And everyone looks good.
And everyone looks great.
That hair is ridiculous.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Because you're older and that makes you more open to weddings now, knowing that it could be probably something more along the lines of what you wanted.
Yeah, it's it's also seeing people who I feel like are similar to me because it's before, like early on, it was all of those like
locals.
High school friends.
Locals.
Yeah.
Weirdos who,
like,
who got married. Yeah. And,
now it's like I see people who I actually see myself in and seeing like the way that they decide to do their weddings. And so it's having those examples of like, oh, it can be something else. It can be more something that reflects you a little bit more. And before it just seemed like, You gotta like put on that dress and you gotta
conference room C.
Yeah.
I mean, Indian weddings, especially in the US, are like in banquet halls and there are thousands of people, and I was never gonna have that wedding, but I did end up having a pretty traditional wedding. I mean, our parents paid, and there was a point where Rodney and I just looked at each other and went, let's just say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Like, we were such difficult children and difficult and like impossible teenagers.
You get one thing.
Yeah, we were tough, man. And then we just looked around and we were just like, it would make everyone so happy if we just said yes. And I've said this before, I didn't know what I was wearing until I showed up at my wedding. My mother went shopping. She took my measurements. And she came back with clothes. And all she ever wanted was to dress me up like a doll. And I let her, and she's never been happier. I just stood like, and then like 4 days before the wedding, and she was all, you know, flustered. And 4 days before the wedding, she's like zipping me into this, like, I don't know, situation. It's pink, like jewel encrusted, 40 pound and red, pink and red. There's like a gold thing. There's an orange thing. There were so many costume changes. There were like a week of costume changes. This pink thing. And she goes, it doesn't quite zip. And she was so anxious about it, and I was like, I'll just eat salad for a couple days, it's fine. She was like, oh, really? Like, it just made, she was so happy. I love her so much. I mean, she's, by the way, she's not like a, she's no wallflower herself, but like, just making, like, our wedding was so much about making our families happy.
It truly does get that way sometimes. And sometimes it's very nice when you're able to achieve both things, where you're making yourself happy and making them happy. But again, it's just like kind of figuring out the things that are important to you and the things that you're fine with like letting go.
Totally. And I wanted like an open bar forever.
Obviously.
I wanted a great DJ.
Yes.
And who played like Robin in New Order the whole night.
Perfect.
And until like 3 a.m. People were in our room until 6.
Yes.
And that's like, that's what, and the Indian buffet, of course.
Yeah, of course. Giant Indian buffet. I talked to your mom, Cam, and I felt like she was just like, this is our child. Like, it seemed like, it seemed like your parents were very much just like, this is her. This is amazing. Can you believe, like, it, you know what I mean? Like, they were happy that like, it was like the wedding was an expression of you, and they were just like, isn't she great? And I was like, I know, but they seemed, you know what I mean? Like, she seemed just very happy that this was like the thing that you had, that you had pulled off and was happening and all of that.
It was very, very fortunate in that, you know, my, but again, yeah, my, my, well, I basically berated my family and just letting me be myself. they've not really had much of a choice. But yeah, it was very odd. There were a couple of moments that I didn't think that I would be, I would have emotional attachment to, that I do truly cherish. And, you know, there was a moment where basically my, because I was having my makeup done. And so I asked if my mum could also have hers done by the same woman. And so she came over to where I was getting ready. And we sat there drinking wine. Beyonce Homecoming was playing in the background.
Of course.
And we were having our makeup done. And my mum doesn't really wear a lot of makeup because she's just impossibly wonderful skin. And but yes, it was just like a tiny snapshot of a moment that I didn't think I kind of have real attachment to. But actually, in hindsight, I was just like, yes, that was, you know, it was a nice moment to have had just the two of us in the kind of lead up to this insane like four-day party.
You gotta talk about your dad. I mean, your dad.
My dad, who has never aged.
Oh, your dad. Shocking. Her dad. Like, okay,
we should have him on.
Here's the thing: we're at the wedding. It's Friday. Like, everyone's arriving. We're drinking the natural wine. Everyone's like getting their Instagrams in, and you see this man who looks like he's 35 years old. And someone turned to me and was like, "That's Camilla's dad." And I was like, "Surely we're talking about someone else, because this young man in the corner cannot possibly be the father of Camilla."
No. And he knows, like, and he's like, "Nice to meet you. I'm Camilla's dad." It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it truly.
How old was he when he had you?
I think like 23.
Still
24,
though, still. No,
I mean,
still,
he's in his mid-50s, but he looks, like, it's like, also because he dresses very young too. Like, there was a.
Yeah, but he doesn't. Yeah. You know the thing in LA where you see all these old men in like young people clothes? Yeah. He just looks like a young person. I mean, when he showed up at your wedding in a fully unbuttoned white shirt.
I know.
That was the girl.
I was like, Pam's dad is like showing
his
out.
Pants.
When he walked in, we were like, oh my
my God.
And he was with it. His girlfriend seems amazing.
So my father
and
had
the ex three, was there as well.
My father had three of his exes at the wedding.
What? They're all friends. It doesn't make any sense.
So my father had not only my mum, also he had my my forever stepmom, Barbara, who is the mother of my youngest sister, Mia. But then he also had his very sweet new girlfriend, Petra.
She was awesome.
Too. She was great. She's really, really lovely. I didn't know she was coming to the wedding.
Oh, okay. Like they just met?
They've been together for, I think, like nearly a year, but I had never met her in person.
Oh, and so that was your first meeting.
Oh, yes. And so I thought that she was, she was originally supposed to come on the Sunday just to, you know, to
yeah,
come to the brunch.
I feel like we'd had... I remember this conversation.
And so after the ceremony, and we were kind of, you know, at cocktail hour, and this woman comes running over to me, this woman who is also wearing white,
she comes running over to me
and puts her arms mm-hmm. around me, and gives me the warmest hug and is so, so sweet and so wonderful and says these really, really kind and sweet things to me, and then walks away, and I'm standing there and I turn to her, I'm like, that? Who was that? but she was very, very wonderful. But that's also very typically of my dad friend. To just, you know, roll his way. But yes.
He's like a swashbuckler.
That's just kind of what you expect. He looks, I cannot stress how young he looks.
We need a photo.
I'll post a picture of him.
It's actually insane.
But like when he walked down the aisle, it was like literally, it also all the guys were just like, how can I be this man? Like it was this, it was just like, oh my God.
Yes. As we were looking around at like all his children and all his exes, I remember Rodney just like eating his chicken and looking over, watching Kimmel's dad dance and just being like, I have his baby.
He also gave this speech that he gave, which like Daniel later recreated in a very funny, like,
I need to hear his recreation.
Yeah, cause... he like redid it later, but he was like, you know, Kim wanted a car. I bought it. Kim needed this. I got it. That was the beginning of this speech. And we were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.